No, no. God damn it. Where? I swear to... It was right here. Right behind the... Shit. It has to be here somewhere. It just...
Uh-uh-uh. Not one step further, stranger. Good evening. Did I wake you? Oh, I'm sorry. I promise I didn't mean to. Guess I got a little bit carried away. Whew. Let me catch my breath. You almost got the drop on me there. But I wouldn't feel too smug. The old graveyard by the church is full of folks who almost got the drop on me. Why, yes. That is a threat. Smart boy. But don't worry. I have no interest in hurting you. I just have a question for you. See, I used to work here a long time ago. Hated it. But I had this box, right? A little retirement fund. And before I blew town, I hid it here for safekeeping. Now I know for a fact that I left it in one of these little secret compartments under the bar. But when you know, I can't seem to find it. So, I have a question for you. I'll ask it as sweetly as I can, and depending on your answer, we may or may not return to the topic of any threats I have made. Where's my fucking box? Not gonna lie, I don't like that answer. Not one bit. Tell you what, come here. Plenty of nice places to sit. And if I were you, I would get comfortable. Because I am not leaving without my box. Oh, come on. I can't even see you hunched in the shadows like that. Come out. It's easier to negotiate if we can look each other in the... Well, well, well. Of all the people I expected to see here, you were not on the list. Small world, isn't it? What's with the face? Come here. Give me a hug. It's been ages. You don't recognize me? Huh. Right. No, yeah, you're right. I'm probably mistaken. It's just, you know, when I looked at you, I could have sworn you were this guy I used to roll with back in the day. Stick-up gang. Couple bank robberies. Naturally, I was the brains. He was the muscle. He was not much for conversation, but not bad to look at either. Very distinctive look. Very memorable. Always had this no-fun grimace on his face. Yeah, just like that one. A big sour face and a bunch of lovely scars. My favorite was on his inner thigh. Very inner. To get a good look, you had to get your face very, very close. So close you could almost... Oh, you do recognize me. Oh, I'm touched. Glad we cleared that up. Well, won't be needing this, I guess. Come on, tough guy. Put it away. Oh, no? What are you going to do? Shoot me? Well, then, go ahead, handsome. Do it. I'm on your property, aren't I? I'm trying to rob you. I'll do anything to get my box back. And the only way to stop me is to blow me away. So, what are you waiting for? Yeah, I didn't think so. Come on, you're a bartender, aren't you? Yeah? So put that gun away and pour us a drink. Something strong and fancy, please. Oh, thank you. So, how long has it been? Years, right? It must have been. If you've had time to work your way up to manager of this dump. Oh, owner. Even better. Very impressive. So, what's the scam? Must be something really big. Ooh, let me guess. That new bank? The next block over, right? I checked it out and it seems locked up good and tight. But nobody would ever suspect the kind, handsome barkeep of anything like... Not the bank. But then, what are you... What do you mean, no scheme? Like, none at all? But... That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. No, you shut up. You mean to tell me you've gone straight? Like just any other asshole? You. Nuh-uh. No. That's bullshit. But why? You're not making any sense. Back in the day, we had everything we wanted. Money, freedom. This whole state was our playground. But no, you decided to throw that all away. All that freedom, all that power. And for what exactly? A grimy old bar in a no-name tumbleweed town? Explain it to me. Make it make sense. Give me one good reason why... Keep my voice down? Why? You're a grown man. Can't you handle a little bit of... Wait. Is there someone upstairs? Is there a woman up there? Oh, really? You dog. This is an interesting development. Well, I'm very sorry for interrupting. And here I took you for the lady in red type. Whoa, okay. Calm down. She's not a whore. Sorry. Message received. Very touchy about her, aren't we? Which would suggest... Is that a ring on your finger? Oh, okay. I see. It's all coming together now. Oh, dear, handsome. Looks like that sentimental streak finally got the better of you, didn't it? Now tell me, how close am I? Life on the lam with me gets a little bit scary. So you abandon me, very cruelly, I might add, and run off to the last place I'd look for you. This piece of shit little two-horse town where we met. Then you get a job at my old bar to make ends meet, and what's this? Along comes true love. Some lovely doe-eyed girl next door starts hanging around the bar, laughing at your jokes, saying, ooh, where'd you get this scar? And this one, and this one. And before you know it, wedding bells are in the air. But this bar is no place to settle down. Raise a family, is it? Lucky for you, then, that you happen to find a certain box. A box containing enough gold to set you and your lady up for a long time. So, how'd I do? That's what I thought. I've got you all figured out. Just like I always do. How cute. Just precious. Like one of those little picture books for children at the general store. Well then, who is it? Oh, the girl upstairs, obviously. The fair maiden who tamed your savage heart. Who is she? Come on, tell me. I'm dying to know. She must be something really special to pull you away from the outlaw game. No way. Her? The preacher's daughter? Are you serious? Oh my God. That is incredible. I'm speechless. You know, have you considered that you might be trying too hard with the turning over a new leaf stuff? Oh no. I absolutely will not let it go. I need to know everything. She's pretty, if I remember correctly. But tell me, does she sleep in those long wool skirts? Or is that strictly a date night thing? What? No. I'm not mocking anybody. I'm just catching up with a former lover. Ensuring he's making choices he's proud of. Okay, fine. No more jokes. I promise. So, how do you feel about that choice? Being settled, taking all that money, all my money, and putting up a farmhouse in the plains with your little damsel upstairs? Could be a good life, I guess. You'll dig up turnips until your knees give out, and she'll spit out a few kids and then never let you touch her again. The stuff of dreams. If you say so. Yes, that's a life some people could be happy with, but not everyone. There are those who want just a little bit more, who've seen all the wild and wonderful things this world has to offer, who want rich food and big money and good sex. There are plenty of people like us, aren't there? Shh. Don't say anything. Just listen. I have a proposition. I've changed my mind about the box. If you really want to steal it from me, take all my money and use it to buy your little domestic dream on the prairie, fine. Take it. I don't care. It's just money after all. And there's no shortage of poor, defenseless stagecoaches ripe for a robbery. I'll be okay. But that's not what you want, is it? I know you better than that. I know every inch of you, inside and out. I know you far, far better than your little lady upstairs. That's for sure. Is that so? Come on now. Lie to me all you want, but don't lie to yourself. She doesn't know you. Not like I do. She doesn't know how far you'll go to get what you want. She's never seen you rage, tell someone you'll kill them and mean it. She doesn't know how you like to smoke and drink and fight. She doesn't know how you like to fuck. How is she in bed? It's okay, you can tell me. Must have been tricky to convince Daddy to give you the keys to her chastity belt. Does she make you put the light out? Does she shrink away when you try to touch her? Poor little thing. What does she do when you try to get rough? What does she do when you ask her to suck your cock? She doesn't do it, does she? She would never. She's a good girl. She's not a whore. But I am. I'm your whore. And I'm back. Now, show me how much you missed me.
away with me again. It can be just like it used to be. Oh, we can go wherever you want. This whole country could be ours again. Come with me. Come with me. Here, sit up here, up on the bar. Come on, hurry. There you are. Oh, I've missed you. Not quite hard yet. Oh, that's okay. Here, let me help. Oh, how does that feel, baby? Oh, did you miss it, huh? Having a mouth around your cock? It's been a while, hasn't it? She's never done this for you, has she? Shh. Keep your voice down. She'll hear us. Or is that what you want? Do you want her to hear us? Do you want her to come down and see someone stealing her man away? Someone who'll do everything she won't? What would you do? What would you do if she... Yeah, there's the outlaw I remember. What are you going to do now? You've got me where you want me. Bent over the bar, ass sticking out. Are you going to... Fuck. Give it to me. Give it to me now before. Oh, yes, good. Oh, it's good. Oh, I fuck. Oh, I missed you. Oh, now fuck me. Do it quick. Oh, not that much longer. Till sunrise. Come on, baby. Fuck me. Fuck. Oh, fuck yes, baby. Oh, just like that. Oh, God. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me harder, baby. Oh, harder. Oh, God, I'm so... Oh, you made me so fucking wet. Oh, I missed this. Oh, shit. Oh, I missed your cock. Oh, I missed it so fucking much. You're so... Fuck you. Oh, you're so hard. Oh, you're so... Oh, keep going. Keep going, baby. Oh, don't stop. Oh, don't fucking stop. Fuck my pussy. Fuck me. Oh, fuck. Pull my hair. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck you like that. Fuck, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me hard. Oh, just like that. Oh, just like that. God. Baby, oh, that feels so good. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Oh, fuck, fuck. Oh, I'm trying to keep it down. I'm trying. Oh, it just feels so. Oh, oh. Here, lie down in the bar. Now, it's your turn. Here we go. This was always your favorite position, wasn't it? Good. Because I want to make this quick. I want to finish you off. I want you to... Oh, yes. fuck. Just like this. Oh, you like that? Oh, you like when I grind my pussy on your cock like this? Oh, I can tell you do. I can feel you throbbing. Oh, that's good, baby. That's good. Oh, because I want you to come. Oh, can you do that? Can you come for me? I want it, baby. I miss it. I miss your cum. I want it inside me. I want you to come inside me. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Come for me. Oh. Hey, pass me that bottle. No, that one by your head. The whiskey. Thanks. You know, we always did make a good team. I think I forgot just how good. Thanks for the reminder, handsome. Here, help me down. There. You owe me new pants. This is going to make my ride out of here very uncomfortable. Unless you let me borrow one of your ladies' frocks. Yes, I agree. I think we've talked about her more than enough. Now listen, I'm going. I left my horse tied up out back, and someone's bound to notice it soon. And after that, I'm leaving this town for good. So you have a choice to make. Option one, keep my box. Stay with your little miss. And have yourself a wonderful, boring life. Or, option two, take the box, pack up your guns, take your horse, and meet me under the hangman's tree outside of town. I'll wait until dawn. After that, I'm gone. Forever. It's up to you. I've said all I can say, I think. Except that I really did miss you. Things, they weren't the same without you. They weren't fun anymore. So if you decided to come with me, that would make me really, really happy. There's not much out there that makes me happy, but you always did. So there. That's all. Anyway. Choose wisely, baby. I'll see you soon. I hope.